Just over a week ago, New Jersey State Senator Robert Littell passed away after a lengthy illness. Now, while a passing of someone is obviously a painful loss to that person's family, to be sure, and to those who admire them, when you depart while still leaving a positive legacy and impact, which Senator Littell did, gives inspiration and motivation for the future. My next guest joins us to remember a man who was the second longest serving member of the New Jersey State Legislature. This man represents the 25th District in the State Senate. He's also the Senate Republican Budget Officer, Senator Tony Bucher. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Chris.
It is a sad passing, but it does give cause to look back, and I guess that'll be my understatement of the morning. Senator Littell made a huge impact on this state through his legislative service.
He did make a huge impact on the state, as well as many legislators that had to serve with him, including myself. I mean, when I first went into the Senate in 98, I was put on Budget and Appropriations with Senator Littell being the chairman. And let me tell you, he was a mentor to me. And although I was very familiar with budgets from a local level, being finance officer, and on the county level, being the finance chairman, it was really a eye-opening experience with Bob on the state budget and the intricacies of it and all. And he was very good with me, and I felt very close with him, and we collaborated quite a bit during our tenure together. And he's truly going to be missed, not only by me, but by the state of New Jersey.
Judging by what others, including yourself, has said, he's, you know, maybe to put this into the 9-to-5 workplace field, Senator Littell sounds like someone who inspired you to work harder, not so much to impress anyone or to win praise, but just to understand what your responsibilities are as a servant to the public.
Absolutely, because that's the way he was also. He was a true public servant to the public, and he was admired by both sides of the aisle, not only just the Republicans that he worked with, but also with the Democrats he worked with and the Democratic administrations that he was working with also. I remember one particular budget that we were doing when Senator McGreevy was governor, and we couldn't come to a budget resolution on the 30th of June, and Bob says to me, "Come on, Tony. We're going in to see the governor." And I was a little shocked at that. I figured, hell, the governor's not going to see us. But, damn, we just walked over to the governor's office and said we wanted to see the governor. And they brought us right in, and we finally settled the budget right there in the governor's office with Bob and I negotiating with the governor. And it, as I say, it was an eye-opening experience for me and how he was able to come to a resolution.
State Senator Tony Bucher, remembering the passing and the life and the career of Senator Robert Littell here on Issues and Ideas. And yet, just as Senator Littell would work with any party and any person, no matter what the party, if he felt something was wrong, he really didn't care whose party that person belonged to. He would point it out. Governor Whitman, for example, when she started the bonding that has blown up now into the financial situation with the state pension system and everything, hindsight being 2020 now, but Senator Littell saw the for lack of a better or more graceful phrase, stupidity, the idea way back then.
Yeah, he did, and he was proven right. And so I say, Bob Littell may be gone, but he will not be forgotten.
He also, unlike too many people in political office that have a narrow focus, he cast a wide net. I mean, certainly he made a lot possible here in the district that he served. The Franklin Viaduct might be one of his lasting monuments that someone can see physically, but he understood the importance of the urban cities, too, for the state.
Oh, absolutely. He wasn't just a senator representing his district. He was a senator representing the state of New Jersey, and whatever had to be done throughout the state, he felt it was right and proper. He was there, right there to support it and do whatever he could to get it accomplished.
One of those things, too, every time you see an open space ballot question, you have to think of Senator Littell, because he was one of the early proponents of making sure that the state did not become overdeveloped, and where development was going to take place, it was where it was necessary, not necessarily where it was desired.
That's true. You know, when we had a flood, when I don't remember which storm it was, several years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and some of the dams were breached in the state. I mean, it was Bob Littell and I that put through a dam restoration issue for supplying money to the towns or the counties, whatever, that needed to repair their dams. He came up with that idea. He said, let's go with it, because we both had the dams within our districts but throughout the state, and he saw a resolution for it, and we moved on it and got that through. So it was very gratifying for me to work with Senator Littell.
Some of his other accomplishments, including the preservation of Sterling Forest, the expansion of Route 80, better firearms for state troopers, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights that required Joint Budget Committee approval of sub-transactions. He was also a business owner. How much do you think that element of his personal life empowered him to gain a clear understanding of what was needed in his political life that had to be done?
Well, I think that's what it is. You know, when you're in business, as I am also, you realize what you have to do to stay solvent. I think that's what transcended into state government with him also, making sure that the state was solvent and that we didn't get into trouble. And you talk about the bond issue that Governor Whitman at that time, he was not in favor because he saw the pitfalls of it and all. So it... And I don't think you really have enough time on your program to list all of the accomplishments that Senator Bob Littell did.
I mean, anyone who has served longer than more than, by my count at least, over 5,400 people in the two-century history of the state legislature, that's a resume that I don't think the environmentalists would allow us to cut down enough trees to get the paper to write that down on.
That's true, Chris. That's for sure.
As far as a person, and you referred to him as Bob, too, he was not fond of being called Robert. He was not that formal, stuffy image that so many of us have of state politicians. He was Bob to most people.
Absolutely. He was your friend. He was the ordinary guy doing his job in the Senate, but an extraordinary guy doing his job in the Senate.
If someone disagreed with him, did he look for the argument to win them over, or would he want to challenge you and say, if you think you're right, give it a shot, try to convince me?
He would. That's exactly how he was. He wasn't an argumentative type of person. In all the years that I served with him, I never seen him like that. If you disagreed with him, it wasn't an argument. It was a meeting of the minds of how we could accomplish what he wanted and what you wanted, and getting it done. And many, many times I've seen that happen with Bob. And again, I refer to him as Bob and not as Senator or Robert, but because that's the type of person he was. He was your friend.
And when someone like this passes away, is there any hope for within the chamber now that this is a reminder for the younger members who weren't maybe able to experience Senator Littell at the job, that this is what it's all about, what we're supposed to do. Look at his legacy, look at his accomplishments, and continue that path.
I would hope so. I would hope that the younger members who didn't have the opportunity to work with Bob but knew of the stories of Bob Littell and what he was to the state of New Jersey and to the legislature would make an impression on them and hopefully follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, we certainly wish his family the best of healing, and I guess the clinical word is acceptance of the passing, with the reassurance that what Senator Littell leaves behind is a monumental life, both in their personal aspect as well as in his professional political career. And memorial gifts, if you choose to honor the senator, can be made to Ginny's House, which is at P.O. Box 3156 in Newton, New Jersey, 07860. That's a fund which, again, represents something else that Senator Littell was a strong proponent of, to make sure that people were not abused, mistreated, harmed, and that's part of the mission of Ginny's House. So make a memorial gift donation to Ginny's House. That would be something that the family would certainly appreciate. We've been joined this morning in paying tribute, remembering the late Senator Robert Littell, by State Senator Anthony Bucco, bucco.senatenj.com, and the web. Senator Bucco, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts this morning.
Thank you, Chris.